This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the month of March Hometown Hope featured organization, and that's the Lenawee Community Foundation. So happy to have on the program with me, President and CEO, Bronna Colley. Bronna, so good to have you back on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dale. It's a pleasure.
As well as Paula Tremmen, the VP and Director of Grants and Programs at the Lenawee Community Foundation. Paula, welcome back as well.
Thank you, Dale.
Hey, and congratulations on being the March Hometown Hope organization. And I know throughout the month we're going to be finding out lots of great things, even including on this program, about what the Lenawee Community Foundation is all about. So why don't we just kind of start off, Bronna, to say, who is LCF and why does it matter?
Sure. And we also want to say how grateful we are to be the recipients this month coming up here of the Hometown Hope Grant.
Yes.
We're grateful. We so appreciate WLEN and all you do for our community. It's a pleasure, and we're honored. And that ties in a way. You know, WLEN is for Lenawee.
That's right.
And at the Community Foundation, we are the Lenawee Community Foundation. And those three words say exactly what we are and what we're about and why we do it. We do it for the love of Lenawee. We are for building Lenawee's health, happiness, and hope now and forever. Community is what we do and why we do it. You know, Some people will still say, what in the world does a community foundation do? Or they'll say, what does the Lenawee Community Foundation do?
Yeah.
Or they may know a piece of what the Lenawee Community Foundation does because they've been touched by a scholarship for one of their children, or they are a Lenawee Cares grant recipient. Maybe they have a young one in their lives that gets books from the Imagination Library.
Oh, sure.
Or they have a loved one that opened a legacy fund that will last forever for a cause that they really, truly care about, like one of our local nonprofit, Hospice of Lenawee or Boys and Girls Club. And the answer to the Community Foundation with that is all yes. Yes, we do it. You know, we're a charitable organization, a 501c3 created by the community and for the community. So specifically, you know, we're a place where people come together to give financial resources to support the needs in our area, our community, our Lenawee community. So from individual gifts of any size to those that are all contributions that are pooled together to make a larger impact, every gift serves as a resource for our community. And it's why we do what we do. And we do it to make an impact and to lift up our community's future and their today.
As well as I would imagine that, you know, the donors and the people who contribute and volunteer for the different things also make a big difference too, Paula.
They do. We're very lucky. Your Lenawee Community Foundation really is grateful for every donor, every volunteer, and any partner that we have in our community. It just makes a huge difference, and people can get involved in a variety of ways.
Okay.
I'll throw in one of our programs, a volunteer center, Volunteer Lenawee. Speaking of, it's March. Would you like to read scholarships? We look for lots of volunteers in the month of March to read scholarship applications and help select the recipient. And you can make donations to those funds as well. We have donor advised funds. If you are interested in a cause or an agency in our community who serves our community and want to make a difference, you can create a fund that benefits those through a donor advised fund or a designated fund. Or if you just care maybe about hungry people and you want a field of interest fund, we have a variety of funds. You know, the designated and field of interest funds really help our local nonprofits. They keep them in business and going. Lenawee County is very blessed to have so many agencies, and we take care of our own, right?
Yes,
our hometowns,
yeah, that's right,
are amazing.
Yeah. And to be able to make it a strong community too, Bronna.
That's exactly right. You know, in Lenawee County, no one is alone. We want you to hear that message loud and clear. If you grew up here, or maybe you've moved here and made Lenawee County your home, you know that this is a special place.
Yes.
We care about our neighbors. We are all part of a caring and connected community. We believe deeply at the Lenawee Community Foundation that by supporting each other and working together, we can make sure that everyone has the opportunity to experience health, happiness, and hope. You know, small actions by a lot of people are what can make the biggest impact.
That is so true. That is so true. Well, let's talk about the Plus Five programs And Paula, if you want to start off with that?
Well, we just mentioned the Volunteer Center, so I'm going to skip that one and straight to the Youth Council, which is the oldest of our programs, even though it says youth in their name. They started in 1997, 98 and made grants to our community. And they're young people who stay the same age. Sadly, I'm much older than I was back then.
But aren't we all?
Luckily. So, but those kids, those young people from Lenawee County, any young person in Lenawee, 12 to 21, typically 12 to 18, can join us. We meet on the second and fourth Monday, and they make grants to our community. They plan programs and volunteer opportunities. They're just amazing. Like, I'm impressed every day by the young people in our community and the difference they want to make.
Yeah.
And they were lucky enough, started off, you know, community foundations are in the business of endowments. In 1997, our community came together, led with Dave Hickman and others, to raise $2 million locally. We got a $1 million match from the Kellogg Foundation, and those young people have been using those dollars for programs and grants since then, and they've given back more than $1 million in grants and programs.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the programs that the Community Foundation supports that so many people don't know are a part of the Lenawee Community Foundation.
Yeah.
And without LCF for short, Lenawee Community Foundation, the Lenawee Youth Council wouldn't exist here for our community, giving back in such impactful ways for youth programs across the county every year, and teaching philanthropy and leadership to the students that are part of it.
Exactly.
They learn, they take college visits, they do volunteer services, they also do go through a very detailed grant process. They review those grants, but they learn the power of philanthropy and what it means to give and make that difference at a young age. They take that with them all their lives.
Yes, yes.
And there is no charge to be part of that.
Cool.
Right. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
And our community foundation has supported us. We have Hunters Helping Lenawee. I'm going to make sure I'm being quick for you, Dale. Hunters Helping Lenawee, this was our record year. We had almost 5,200 pounds of venison donated and distributed throughout Lenawee County. And that's a big support. Our board has been tremendous. We have a couple of board members, Bob Vogel and Scott Hill, who have been leaders for us.
I know when I heard that amount, I was just amazed about the amount of venison that was being able to be distributed here in Lenawee County.
And you know, go to the grocery store today and look at the price of meat and everything else.
Yeah.
But this, what that means is that families across Lenawee County are getting fresh, healthy meat, protein, to be able to serve their families. And others that love to hunt and carry on that family tradition have another way to give back and make a difference.
Right. It touches all parts of Lenawee County. I always want to make sure people know that we serve every part of every corner in Lenawee County. Venison is distributed.
That's amazing. And that's awesome. That's wonderful.
It is. Yeah. It is. And we have Lenawee Cares is one of our programs. And you may know that because they do workplace solicitation. If you want to give a couple of dollars, I, like everybody else, cannot write a big check at one time, but I could give a few dollars out of my paycheck each week, and then I've never touched it, and I don't miss it, and I can make designations, or we can leave it up to the Lenawee Cares Advisory Board to make grants. And they've given, I think, back over $3 million since their start in 2016, 2017, and they're amazing volunteers. We're very lucky.
Yes. I've talked to a few of the volunteers, and they're just amazing people, too. Yeah. Now, are those the five programs?
I have one more.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Imagination Library.
Oh, yes.
Which is we're super excited about for this month. And again, I'm going to reiterate what Bronna said. We are so grateful. I think people know that Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. What they don't always know is it's not exactly free. It does cost some dollars.
Yeah.
And we sponsor about 1,000 kids or so every year in Lenawee County to get books mailed to their home. And it's $31 per child every year.
Mm.
So it's not free.
Yeah.
There's a little asterisk there.
Right.
And we love Dolly because it's affordable. It's 12 books and for children 0 to 5. But we are super lucky this year. We have a remote on March 19th from 1 to 3 at the Lenawee Community Foundation office. And Midwest Energy and Communications is providing a match grant for us.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's great.
Very generous of them. And the purpose of that remote, thanks to WLEN and being a Hometown Hope grant recipient, we can do that, is to celebrate 15 years of the Lenawee Imagination Library in 2025. Also, March is Reading Month.
That's
and
right.
And so what better time to highlight the program and let people have that opportunity to give a little to make a big, big impact. Such a big impact, in fact, that because of Midwest Energy's Match Challenge, every dollar given to the Imagination Library in the month of March will be doubled up to $7,500. So our goal for 15 years is $15,000.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we're very excited. MEC, I'll call them MEC because it's easier, is tremendous. And they've supported us in the past, but in our history, we've given over about 250,000 books in Lenawee County, and over 8,000 children have been served.
Wow. So. That, again, I have to say, that's amazing. That's just simply amazing. But do we know how critical it is to be able to get books into young people's hands and, you know, continuing that love of reading?
Yes, it's life changing, right?
Yes.
And it sets the foundation, no pun intended, for the Community Foundation, the foundation for success in the future and who we want to be as Lenawee County, right?
Yeah.
Who we want to be, and this is who we are.
Exactly. So that's going to be broadcast is going to be on when again?
Wednesday, March 19th from 1 to 3 p.m. right at the Lenawee Community Foundation next to Jimmy John's, across from Wagley's, next to Wesco. Everyone knows where that is.
Yeah,
and Adrian. So come by during that time. It will be a drive-through format, weather permitting.
Yes.
So just drive-through. We'll be out to say thank you, to collect your donation. Every dollar makes a difference.
It sure does.
Every dollar will support early literacy and give our Lenawee children, birth through five, the opportunity to have a strong start in their school, which, as Paula said, sets them up for success, not just in school, but all of life.
That's
we know
right.
how important reading is.
Yes.
So you're invited to come by, take 5 minutes, and make a difference for our Lenawee children through the Lenawee Imagination Library.
So with that, we talked a lot about the different programs. So what's the best way for people to learn more and to be able to give, or they think, well, I would like to be able to donate and help out? What's the best way for people to find out more? Paula?
Well, they can call our office, and I will tell you that number. It's 263-4696, or visit our website at www.lenaweecommunityfoundation.com, and we have the opportunity to donate on there. If you click the Donate Now button, there's a match for the MEC grant, and our website is really good. But we love to talk to you. You can email us at forlenawee@lenaweecf.com. We love interacting with the people of Lenawee County, and anybody who loves Lenawee, that's who we are. For the love of Lenawee, that's who we are.
Yeah. Well, and especially if people are interested in maybe starting up a fund for maybe a particular nonprofit, right, Bronna?
That's right. And perhaps you've heard something today or this evening that you would want to learn more about. We know we've only just touched the surface. There are so many ways that you can make a difference and make an impact. So as Paula said, reach out. We'll have a conversation. We can have a face-to-face mm-hmm. meeting, whatever's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on your passions, your heart, the causes you care about the most here in Lenawee, we can talk about and suggest ways that you can take your passion and put it to work and make an impact that would last forever in your name and for the benefit of our community that
Absolutely.
We all love so much.
Well, we want to thank you for being on the program and being the Hometown Hope for the month of March. And I know we're going to find out lots more about the Lenawee Community Foundation. If you haven't learned just a skim of things here and want to find out more, take the advice of Bronna and Paula in finding out more by either calling or going to the website or maybe even stopping in for that matter, too. And thank you so much, Paula Trettman and Bronna Colley. We really appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you,
Dale.
Really appreciate it. This has been a Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.